the opinions and ideas of the guests of Spooky Things with Sarah and Debbie are not necessarily that of the host or Web Radio Network staff. You're listening to Spooky Things with Sarah and Debbie on the Web Radio Network. And now, Sarah and Debbie.
Hi, everybody. This is Debbie from Shadow Chasers Hallowed Ground and Spooky Things.
And, of course, this is Sarah with Debbie. We're here with you tonight. Happy to be here.
Yes, we are. So, well, we have an interesting subject tonight, one that we know about personally pretty well.
Yes, very, very well. You and I have had this experience, our experiences that we're going to talk about tonight, many times being out together on our investigations and tours and stuff that we've done together and just in the general public. So it's going to be pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is. This subject is actually kind of interesting for me because I really don't even know how to describe it with myself. It's just kind of like breathing, you know? It's like, it's what we do. It's hard, right? It's hard to give a blow-by-blow description of it. It's just instinctual, I guess.
Yeah. Well, for us that are empaths and psychics and stuff like that, it just comes natural with us. Others, I'm not sure how they do connect and speak with spirits and stuff and loved ones that have passed on. But I know our connection when we're together, I mean, when it happens like, just bam, it's there, you know. So we'll get in all that tonight and see what we can come up with.
Yeah. So the topic that we are discussing tonight is connecting with spirit.
Yep. Speaking with spirits.
So why don't you just lead this off and walk us into it?
Okay. Well, I'll just start off from like maybe the beginning and try to keep it as short as possible as far as how things happened with me down through my lifetime. As a small child, I would see things. I would see spirits and not at that time. I didn't know what spirits was because I was so young, but I would see things and I would tell mom and dad, you know, hey, I'm seeing things, da 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 da. And you know, it's like in my room, in my closet, wherever I would see something, and mom and dad thought I was nuts. I thought something was wrong with the child that they gave life to. But as I grew older, things kept coming and I would see things, and then the premonitions would come, and I would warn, you know, friends, family, and stuff like that. Don't go here, such and such a day. You know, don't do this. Take an alternate route, and it would always be that something had happened. You know, and it kept my friends and my family out of danger. And then when we started I started with my family to begin with, Shadow Chasers, many, many years ago. It's probably been about, oh God, I would say about 30 years ago now that I have been in the paranormal field as an investigator. I discovered that I could connect with spirits and have them talk to me, and I could relay the messages to whomever was there with me. And what prompted me to be able to do this topic for the show with you tonight, Deb, is a very dear friend of ours follows our radio show, and I will not mention her name for respect. And I like that because I love her dearly. I was talking with her last night, and I happened to connect with a loved one that has recently passed away in her family. And let me tell you, it was on my end, it was pretty traumatic. I felt everything that this loved one felt, and I was able to tell our friend things that he needed to say to her, and different things like that. So, I mean, I was happy that I was able to give her that peace and that comfort with some of the things that he needed to say. And he was so funny. He told me one time, he says, "I was just waiting on you to slow down to be able to talk to mom." So, doggone it, the spirits, they have their sense of humor with them whenever they are over in the spirit world. And everything that they were in life, they are in death. I mean, the only thing that has changed is their physical form, their body. They have been released from their body, and they are not weighed down with what I call this meat carcass that we carry around with us every single day. They are free spirit, and when they want to talk to you, man, they get in touch with those of us that are able to hear them and listen to them and give their family and loved ones and friends messages from the other side. So I've been doing this. I've been hearing spirits, seeing spirits, talking to them for quite a while now. So tell everybody about your side of things and how you are able to connect with spirit.
With me, it was a little bit different. Never would have even dreamed of telling mom or dad.
Right.
Yeah,
I
no,
could see that.
being real young, my dad, we were a military family and we traveled all over the place, and I was really born and raised in Europe,
Yeah.
so I really spent a lot of my growing up in Europe. Not even really coming back to the United States permanently until I was almost a teenager. And, but in any case, with me, it started more with what I wasn't aware of what it was at the time, my spirit guide. And, my spirit guide being, of course, Hawk. And oh my goodness me, I used to just be so excited to go to sleep at night because I knew that I would dream of her and we would just go to the most amazing, awesome places. And I would fly with her, and oh, the ground was so pretty and the sky was so beautiful. And I love feeling the wind, as we were just cruising around up there. Never felt fear. Never, never felt fear. I was always very, very safe and secure with her. And this is went on for as long as I can remember, being really young. Almost every night I would be with her, almost every night. It's almost like I was being groomed, without being aware of it. And as I started to get older, I began to I began to realize that there were things that I saw. It didn't seem like anybody else was noticing it. And again, I just didn't pay attention to it. I just didn't dawn on me. I just, and then I noticed that it was really odd when people would kind of look at me weird when I say, oh, Well, when this happens tomorrow, what happens tomorrow? Well, like this and this and this and this, and they were flabbergasted when it did happen, and they were like, "How'd you know that?" I don't know. How do you know it? I mean, it's just you think of it, and there it is. So I've never actually. It's just like what we were talking earlier. It's just like breathing. It's just something that I do. I don't think about it before it happens. I don't. I it's not even on my mind. And then all of a sudden, it'll pop in my head. Hey, And now, of course, as I'm older and I've worked with this for all my life, now I know pretty much more how to fine tune it. I know what it is, so I can fine tune it and really put it where it belongs, as far as being a help to me. And but what is really weird is when I'm just sitting there, like what you were saying, just minding your own business, doing your thing, and all of a sudden a conversation pops up in your mind. Is like, hello, what's going on? And you just, in your mind, you're having this conversation with somebody like I'm having with you right now. And I know that that is connecting with spirit, and it doesn't frighten me in any way. I mean, I have very, very good guides. My peeps are real. I call them my peeps
Yeah,
because,
that's funny. That's what tickles me, 'cause you call them your peeps.
And there's the main three that are always there, and but I do know that they hold counsel with others. How many I don't know, but I do know that there are others at times. But my main counselor are my three peeps, and they keep me pretty safe, and they're great in traffic. Really good in traffic. I rely on them. And I'll be driving and it's like, go to the right, go to the right. It's going to be quicker to the right. So I go, sure enough, we go, They give me a free, wherever I'm at. And it's really handy in traffic. I remember we'd be driving down the street and this is, years back. And I would tell my husband, now be careful because we're going to come around this bend. There's going to be a dog over to the right and he is going to jump out right in front of us. And he'd look over at me like, oh, yeah. How would you? And sure enough, we'd come around. I was like, you better slow down. And sure enough, there'd be a dog and boop, 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 there he comes right out the road. And he'd be like, how do you do that? I don't know. I just knew he was going to be there. It just, I knew. But yeah, so it is. It's interesting. Like you, it gives
It's rough to live with, though, because whenever we don't talk about our abilities too much, because when we do, people kind of think we're crazy. They look at us like we're weirdos or freaks or whatever. So we don't really ever talk about it in public to people. But when things happen, like at the tour that time when you and I were there at Dufeniac, man, boom, 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 boom. I mean, it was like popping firecrackers or something. It was so quick.
It was Quicksilver that night, and it was exhausting. It was raining.
Oh my God, yes.
I think what it is with me is that it's almost like a little family secret. And if I'm around people that, I mean, I'm not doing anything in the paranormal field, or I'm at work, or I'm around clients from work, I don't bring that up. It's like, no, that's private, that's hush. And it's almost like an intrusion for me to say anything because it's like so it's very private to me. Now we're out and about and we're at a place that relies what we are doing relies on what we do, then I'm happy to answer questions because it's in a completely different element. And most of the people that are there are honestly interested in it. So I answer as honestly as I possibly can. But still there's that self preservation kind of a thing that still limits me from, I never say the depth of it. I don't do that because it's almost, it's something that's very, very, very private and very secure with me. I guess, I'm very protective of it.
Well,
So,
we have to be, because it's a gift that God gave us at the time He created us, and we
yeah.
have to treat it very privately and sometimes very personal.
Yeah.
What
It's very
people seem to, I'm sorry, go ahead.
very sacred to me. Very.
Yes, it is very, very sacred.
Yeah.
What people don't seem to understand is we are a spirit.
Right.
We have a body, that body encases and protects, can't talk tonight, but protects the spirit. Okay.
Yes.
Once we are passing and it's time for us to go back to Creator, that spirit leaves the body. And it goes on to, I think the Bible, there's a verse in the Bible that says it goes on to whence it came. And we all, if you believe in a higher being and religion and all of that, without us getting too deep into religion, but you have to believe that the spirit goes back to the Creator. I mean, and
Right.
you and I, being Native American in our family, deep Native American, because you are Creek, and what else are you? I forgot.
Choctaw.
Cherokee,
Choctaw.
Choctaw. Okay. And my dad was Blackfoot Indian, and mama is Creek, Cherokee, and Choctaw. So I'm mixed. I got that Blackfoot, Cherokee, Choctaw, and Creek Indian, and then mixed with a little bit of everything else. But we as Native American, I've always tried to adapt the Native American side to everything that happens with me, because to me, it's sacred on that side, the Native
Right.
American part of us. Man, it's hard. Like you said, it's hard to describe.
It
I
is.
love it. I love it, and I love being able to help people that are in pain and would love to connect with a loved one that has passed. But sometimes, whenever we do the connecting with spirits and talk to the people like we do, man, I have to take a step back. I have to go to the bathroom or something, and I'll go to the bathroom and I'll cry my eyes out, because
Yeah.
it's just so emotional. It's emotional and it's draining. And if some things are so personal with the person you're speaking with, I mean, you feel all of the emotions that that spirit felt at the time of passing.
Without a doubt.
Oh
Yeah.
yeah, like last night, I felt everything that this person felt at the time of their passing. I even told our dear friend where the pains were at that I was having, and I was dead on at what was transpired, that had transpired with him. And man, it brought tears to my eyes after I ended talking to her and everything. But I left her with a good feeling. She said she felt better. She felt more at peace. And I was glad that I was able to do that. But sometimes
Absolutely.
experiencing what that soul experienced at the time of their passing, man, it is gruesome sometimes.
It is. A lot of times I will say, you can spare that for me. You know, a lot of times I don't need to know that. Well, let's just go on who we are, you
But see,
know, and
I don't do that. I experience, if I'm gonna connect with a spirit, I'll experience everything that that spirit experienced in its body before it passed. So, man, you know me as Katie Bar the Door. I mean, I go full blast or not at all. And sometimes we do, as I do, suffer from that. And I've also been known to take people's ailments away from them. If they had a headache or anything like that, when I was talking to them, I was so strong at one point that I could absolutely take their pain from them and relieve them of bodily pain. So that's another whole aspect to our gift that we've been given that is probably another whole topic for another radio show at one point, but
Well,
it's really, huh?
I think what's really wonderful is that you and I, especially when we're together and we do this together, both of us have a totally different way of connection.
Yes, I've noticed that as well. Yep.
Yeah. It's so much easier for me with you there because you know that I tend to channel more and you go about it in a different way, but I channel. And the result of that is that when you channel, for people that don't really understand that, basically what you're doing is that you are the mouthpiece for what they have to say,
Yep.
and you're getting it and you're just letting it out, and
Right.
you're speaking to them for what they're saying, you're speaking it. And when I'm really in a deep channel like that, a lot of times, unless it's being recorded by writing it or taping it, whatever, a lot of times I don't remember what I've said.
Yep.
And
That happens with me too.
yeah. And then I've got to go back and say, all right, what, you know, kind of lead me through it a little bit. Where were we at here? I don't this. And it just comes through so quick, you know, and it's like, y'all keep up with me because I'm going to say things. I'm not going to stop. Sometimes I just keep on going. Just listen. Just listen to
Yeah.
what I'm saying and, you know, see how it pertains to you. And it could be several spirits at one time. I could be talking to three or four and they're just talking. And it's like, okay, this is this right here, blah 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 blah. Oh, wait. I over here to my right, I've got okay, blah 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 blah. Okay, wait a minute, guys, wait a minute. And you know, it's almost like directing traffic. It's like, give
Yeah.
me just a second here. We're
Yeah.
going fast. But fascinating. It is just fascinating.
Well, let's talk
And I've
about
heard you channel more than one that's well.
channel what?
I said I've heard you channel more than one as well.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Let's give them some examples of real life incidences that have happened to us so they will know, and we're trying to help you understand how we connect with spirit. Okay. Probably the most intense one that I connected with is, again, a good friend of mine, and she lives over in the Crestview area, and her spouse passed away, and she wanted me to come and try to connect with her. And I'm like, okay, let me see what happens. And doggone it, the spirit connected with me before I even got to the house, before I even left my house to go to Crestview. I had to go to a tablet and start writing things down. She was coming through so fast. Tell her this, tell her that, ask about this, ask about that. And so I had like 3 or 4 pages of stuff whenever I got over to the client's house and started to tell her, well, first things first, let me back the train up a little bit. When on the way there, Raymond, my husband, was driving me. I was connecting, okay? I connected again with the spouse. Her name was, well, I'm not going to give the name out of respect, but I connected with the spouse, and the first thing she wanted me to do was whenever I got out of the car, it was like it wasn't me. It was like it was her. And I went straight to her spouse and hugged her. And her spouse told me after I hugged her that I hugged her like her spouse used to hug her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I'm like, honey, you know, that wasn't me. That was actually your spouse. And your spouse is the one that told me that she was going to do that. So the first thing I did was hug her, and she knew automatically it was her spouse. And when we got in the house and sat down after talking briefly and getting to know each other a little bit, I opened up my book and started reading everything that I told her that her spouse had connected with me about. Everything was point on. And we took a little bit of a break because that me telling her everything from my notes that I had made took probably about 2 hours. I mean, it was a very lengthy session. And we took a break and she gave us some soda and stuff to drink, and we were sitting there just chit-chatting and everything. And I started channeling. I mean, it's the weirdest thing that has ever happened to me. Nothing has ever happened to me like this since then, on a smaller level maybe, but not on this higher level like what it did there. I started doing circles in my book. You know, just my hand just wouldn't sit still. I started just drawing stuff, making, you know, just riffraff on a piece of paper. You know, it wasn't anything significant. But while I was doing that, her spouse actually entered my body and was talking to her through me. And I have no recognition of it other than what the client told me. And she said that at one point when I was speaking, my voice was not my voice anymore. It was her spouse's voice.
Wow.
And it was creepy on my end because I had never really allowed a spirit to take my body and enter it and say things and act things, you know, like sitting there drawing. And I looked at the paper after we got through with the session, and somehow I know it was her spouse that did it, but on the piece of paper it had words that were written out that I did not know that I had done, and they were significantly aimed towards her, you know, like love you, all kinds of little things that her spouse had used my hand and the pen and the piece of paper to write to her. She kept all of that. At the end of the session, she
Oh.
asked me, she says, "Do you mind if I have this?" I said, "Oh, honey, this is yours." I said, "It was meant for you." I said, "Yes, you can have all of this." So that was probably the biggest, most significant situation of connecting with spirit that I've ever had. Now, I've connected before, like I said, in small other ways, but not anything major like that one was. So that's just one incident with me. So what's an incident with you that happened that you can kind of help explain and let the viewers know that this is real? We're not putting it on. It's real connection with spirit.
One of the ones that comes to my mind is a situation that you picked up on at Camp 31.
Yes, on the porch, right? Yes. That was, oh my God, sister, that was amazing.
It really was. We were just sitting there, and I was in a rocking chair, just kind of rocking back and forth, and we were waiting, I think, for the owner to open it up for us next door.
Yes, the
But anyway,
hourglass. Yep.
we're just sitting there, we're just rocking away back and forth and back and forth, and there were some people standing outside that were talking and all, and I was kind of quiet that night because I remember I had a headache,
Yep, you
and
did.
I was just and I was just kind of rocking back and forth, and all of a sudden this older man pops in my mind, and he was like, "Tell her, tell her." I'm like, "Tell who? Tell her." Ooh. And he goes, "There she is, right there." And this young girl comes walking out, and I just kept hearing him going, "Tell her, do not buy that car. Don't buy that car." I'm like, "She's gonna think I'm crazy." Whole conversation is going on. I'm like, okay,
Oh
fine. Fine, do it. And I went, "Excuse me." And she turned around and she looked at me, and I said, "Are you thinking about buying a car?" And she goes,
no.
she said, "Yeah." I said, "You just wrecked yours, didn't you?" And she goes, "Yeah."
Yeah.
And I'm like, I said, "Because your grandfather's telling me, do not buy that car." And she fell
I know. I remember her face. I mean, I was sitting there listening to everything you were saying and everything she was saying, and her face, I swear her eyes were as big as 50-cent pieces. I'm not joking.
And it was just, he is adamant. Do not buy that car that you're thinking of. But there's this other one. And I described the other car, and by this time, her poor little thing, she didn't know what to think. And she was like, "Yeah." And I
Yeah.
said, "Now, the car that you need to buy." Your
Yeah. And
grandfather said,
I remember her saying, "How do you know this? How do you know
"Yeah."
this?" And you just kept telling her, "Your grandfather's telling me."
He's adamant, do not buy that one car. You need to buy this one. It's economical. And she goes, "That's exactly what he would say." And
Yeah.
but he's right. So I'm kind of curious as to what I believe she did ended up taking that advice.
Yeah, I
But
think so. And if
that
you
was probably.
remember, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I remember if you remember, after you got through speaking to the first young girl, she went back over to the crowd and she was, they were, what was she saying? What happened? And she started telling them. And then the rest of them started coming over to you and, well, can you read me? Can you connect with so and so for me? And I'd be dang if it didn't happen. I mean, you sat right there and boom, just like dropping a rock in the river. It happened and you started connecting with the other ones, loved ones, and telling them things too. Girl, I sat there in awe of you that night, watching you and just enjoying seeing you connect with spirits like that and helping people. It was just mesmerizing.
Well, thank you. It's just when the portal opens,
Yes.
and it's like as soon as one walks through the door and they see success, they're like, "Oh, over here, pick me."
Yep. Yep.
come on, hey, you see somebody here. But yeah, I just, I mean, I'm sure it's like with you. I mean, I'm not a trained pony.
Neither am I.
I just can't. If it's not there, it's not there, and I'm not going to make it up. It's like, I'm sorry, if I can't do it, I'm not going to BS my way through something that's just not true. Now I'm going to be upfront with you. It's just, it's not there. But I've also been known, like the young man at the Defuniac, the young man.
Yes, our waiter that day. Yes, tell him about that.
Oh yeah, that was another one.
Oh,
It
okay.
was
You were
just,
thinking about a different one then.
yeah, that with that one there, the young man, it was his father who had passed. And I remember in particular, was it him that asked me? Because I remember what it was. I said, for your benefit, to where you know that this is your father, he says that you will know something that nobody else would know. What would that be? And he looked at me and he goes, all right, what does dog look like? Like his dog. Oh, there's what, 1,200 breeds? I don't know. Let me sit here and think about that. I asked his father, I said, what was your dog? And if I'm not mistaken, it was a golden retriever. It was a golden retriever. I said, your dad had a golden retriever who he just adored. And yeah, the look on his face was like, that was it. It was a golden retriever. And but I thought the funniest one about that, because the father was very humorous. He was very funny. And I remember when he was talking, remember he was talking about dancing? I Your father told me to tell you that he loves to dance. And I started laughing and I said, but he doesn't dance very good. He doesn't care though. He just loves to dance. And his son started laughing. He goes, oh man, you are right about that.
His father's spirit was jovial and humorous with you, but with me, he was more stern. He was like, I was a fireman, and I told the young waiter that his father was a fireman and that there was a fire concerning his death. And if you remember that, that actually had happened. So I got the stern portion of the spirit and you got the humorous. I want to flip that sometimes.
That is, it's interesting. You and I will always get two different sides of the coin, and it flops. Sometimes it's, that way with you and I, and then the other times it's completely the opposite. But the interesting thing is though, is that we give the full coin, and it's just always been a really fabulous, fabulous way that you and I have just always have been able to work so well together. It is absolutely phenomenal.
I'll give you another example of something that totally was a shock to me. And my mom was with me, and one of my grandchildren, I can't remember if it was the youngest, AJ, or may have been Kai, but I believe it was AJ because it wasn't too long ago. It was like a couple of years ago. I had to take mom over to Atmore, of course, because of her being Poarch Creekie and needing all of her medicine and medical stuff comes from the res up there. So we were over there one day. And we always, our ritual is when we go over there, we always go eat. So after we got through, we went to this restaurant that we normally go to sometimes. There was a couple that we used to frequent when we went. But mom and the baby and I walked in, we sat down. And automatically, I felt something. I knew something wasn't right. And mom looked at me and she says, "What's wrong?" I says, I don't know. I said, don't talk to me for a minute, Mama. I said, something is fixing to happen. Well, what's going to happen? I said, Mom, just back off a little bit, just chill for a few minutes. And I saw a woman, a waitress there at this restaurant, come through the little door from the kitchen area, and she looked like she was struggling. She looked like she was just out of it. And just as soon as I laid eyes on her, I heard this male voice in my head that said, "Tell Mama to come out of the dark." And I'm like, "What?" And the spirit repeated it. It said, "Tell Mama, come out of the dark." Man, I twisted in my seat and I'm like, oh God, how do I deal with this? This waitress is fixing to come over to the table, and I don't know this woman from Adam's house cat. And now I've got to present a message to her from her son. And so she come over and she took our drink orders and stuff and was talking to us and asking us, did we already know what we wanted to eat? And of course we did, because we frequent the restaurant a lot when we go up that way. And before she went to turn and leave me, I laid my hand on her arm, on her right arm, above her elbow there. And I said, honey, I said, I don't know how to say this to you other than just to say it. I said, I got to relieve my soul and give you a message. And then I'll be okay, and hopefully maybe you'll be okay. And she says, okay. And I said, I'm empathic. I said, I can feel things, and I said, see things and hear things. And I said, also, I'm a bit clairvoyant. And I said, when we came in and I looked at you, I got a message from your son. And when I said your son, her eyes got really big. She went ghost white. And I said, your son said for me to tell Mom to come out of the dark. I said, you need to come out of the darkness. And her eyes got big and her mouth dropped open. And she says, How do you know this? What is this? She said, I don't know you. And I said, no, ma'am, I don't know you. I said, but I got that message just as soon as I saw you. As soon as you walked through that doorway coming to us to serve us, I said, your son spoke to me and said, come out of the darkness. Tell Mama, come out of the darkness. And I sat there for a few minutes, and she was just like in utter shock. And then is when he started relaying to me how he is over, in the spirit world. He was killed in a car wreck not 2 months before.
Oh,
Showed me the
no.
wreck, showed me everything. And I looked at her and I said, I know. I said, your son was killed in a really bad car accident. And she goes, yes, how do you know this? I said, he's telling me right now. I said, I don't know you. I don't live over here. I said, I live back over, towards Pensacola area. And I said, I'm just telling you what your son is telling me. And she started crying. She says, yes. She said, he passed away in a car accident not even 2 months ago. And she said, today is my first day back at work here in the restaurant.
Word.
And she's, yes. And she said, I went home after his death and his funeral. She said, I closed the doors, I pulled the blinds and the curtains. And she says, I've been living in dark ever since.
Oh my gosh.
And I said, oh my God, sweetheart. I said, you gotta stop. I said, your son told me, tell Mama to come out of the dark. Your son's okay. He is still very much around you. I said, everything that you knew about your son or knew him to be is still very much alive in the spirit world. Only his body's gone. I said, you can talk to him. And if you tune yourself into him, I said, you can hear him talk back to you. I said, he'll leave little things around the house for you. And that's when she told me, she says, do you know that I have been seeing things that he would have put around in certain places for me to see? I said, that's your son. I said, he's trying to connect with you. And we spoke briefly, excuse me, just a little bit longer. And then she hugged me, and she was crying, of course, and she hugged me and she says, I am so happy I met you today. She said, thank you so much for sharing that gift with me and allowing me to be able to hear what my son was telling me. And I said, well, talk to him. I said, he's around you all the time. I said, talk to him. And I said, connect with him. So that's just one more thing that, happened to me that was life-changing as far as I'm concerned with myself as well.
And that's our reward, is when, we're in fear that it's going to bother somebody so bad that it's going to crush them. And that's our fear before we even say it. It's like you don't want to add to their grief or to their confusion. You don't want to add to that. So we really have to be very delicate and sensitive the way that we tell them. Afterwards, when you see that look of relief and that look of enlightenment afterward, what a reward, And sometimes it just takes that reassurance. It's okay, they're all right. They are totally all right, really and truly. I would not be able to tell you what I'm telling you if he wasn't. It's okay. He is truly okay. And none of us down here know what it's like over there. Some people have NDEs and they got a pretty good startup idea of it, but not a whole lot of people know the answers until after we get there, and it's a pretty well-kept secret.
Yeah,
So
it is.
And it's that way for a reason. So we don't want people to get the idea, oh, it's so beautiful over there. We're not trying to make you take any steps to make that happen, because that's not the reason why we're doing this. So, sometimes it's a difficult thing. On you got to walk very, very carefully. That's a step in. That's stepping on very sharp shards of glass at times. So there's a lot to it. It's not just I see. No. It that it just doesn't happen that way. It just doesn't.
The charlatans and those that, try to take advantage of people doing all that stuff that they do. I'm not about that at all. You don't play with people's hearts, and that's exactly what you're dealing with. You're dealing with people's hearts because you're dealing with their loved ones that have passed on. And
Right.
if it's not the truth, then I'm not going to say it. I'm just not. I'm not going to tell you a thing if it isn't the truth. When spirit connects with me and they have a message, you get that message directly out of my mouth from what they have told me. And I don't know why Teresa Caputo just flew up in my head, but I went to see Teresa Caputo when she was in Pensacola, and I don't know what to say about her. I believe she does have a gift, but I tried to connect with Teresa, and she was probably at one point in time not even 10 feet away from me. And our eyes locked with each other. And I thought, okay, if you're really, really psychic, connect with me, pull me from the audience. And she didn't. But she stared at me for a very, very long time, a very long time. And I left that place. The auditorium at the Sanger Theater in Pensacola was completely sold out. So many people there. I mean, we were like shrimp sitting in seats. We were, no, let me say sardines, because that's what it felt. Not a shrimp. It felt like sardines in a can. We were sitting so close to each other because, you know, the seats are so small in the Sanger Theater because of the age of them and everything. But I left that place in such a state of depression. Everybody that was there, their emotional level was so high because everybody was wanting to connect with Teresa, you know. And every reading that that woman did that night was so damn depressing. I thought to myself, my God, if this woman is giving all of these readings that are so depressive, and it's about murder, kidnapped, homicide, suicide. I mean, she didn't give the first person a happy reading the entire night that we were there. And I thought to myself, my God, if this woman is doing this and they are true readings, she needs to go after the show and cleanse herself so she can get to sleep. I had a hard time sleeping that night. I was so depressed from all of the sad, sad stories of people who had lost loved ones to all of that I just said, murder, kidnapping, suicide, you know, all of the bad things. There was not one that was a happy ending, you know. It's a big, wide range of different things. I'm having trouble trying to describe it because it's so massive. The intuitive power that you use and have to deal with later, if it's bad, if it's something that is so horrible, it stays with you for days. And I've had things like that to do that to me. It's just, when it's real,
you know,
it's real.
I don't think that I would, well, first of all, I wouldn't like it to go into a huge auditorium with all those people in there looking at me saying, tell me.
Yes.
It's like, no pressure there.
Yeah. And I,
that's,
don't get me wrong, I love Teresa. I love to watch her shows, and I was in awe of actually being able to visibly see her that night. But I'm like you, I couldn't do it. And I couldn't do it. And I was just sitting in the seat. At one time, I was even crying. There was tears rolling down my face because of all of the emotional stress that I was picking up on and dealing with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I would not. That is just me personally. I wouldn't put my guides. I would not put my peeps through that. I wouldn't put myself through that. When we do what we do, it's with a significantly smaller crowd. And I'm left drained after that.
Oh, God.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's on such an emotional level and personal level that it takes me days before I feel okay, you know, probably like I did before we had gone there. But it's not like I regret doing it. No, not at all. I just, it takes a lot out of you to do that. Mm-hmm. But it's a very fulfilling feeling to help somebody. It's just nothing better than to feel like I'm glad that I could put some peace into somebody's life.
Yeah.
On something that is just so heartbreaking for them. And to know that you gave somebody some element of peace is just absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And
I'm
I'm
grabbing a
very grateful.
cookie.
But I'm grateful to have been given this gift, and I never
Me
take it
too.
for granted. I'm never going to take it for granted. Always give thanks. And I think another big thing to do is that I don't give thanks for me, because I'm not the one doing it. I'm the one who is speaking it, but the peeps are the one who are making it possible for me.
We're just the connector. We
That's
are
all.
a tool. We're the tool. And we allow their loved ones to be able to send messages to their loved ones here, still alive on Earth. And it is what it is. It's like you said, it's either there or it's not.
Not.
Yep.
And the my peeps are the liaison between the two of us, the ones who filter it and allow it to come through. And I really do think that they protect me into a lot of things that, if it's not honest or pure, I really think that they filter for me. I mean, I'm grateful for them. God knows how much trouble they've kept me out of, because you know me. You know me better than anybody, and you know that I am a catastrophe waiting to happen. So heavens knows what could have happened to me had it not have been for them. So I keep them busy, all three of them.
Well, I've never connected with them as far as talking to them on a personal level. I'm speaking of my peeps, as you call them. I don't know their name or anything like that. We've never gotten on a personal level. Maybe we should sometime at one point, but I've got this one man. She is ditzy. She she always goes against what the other ones say. I've got a friend that was getting a truck this past week, and she was so excited because she was getting a brand new truck, you know. And she texted me and she says, "Hey, girl, I'm getting a truck." And she says, "Guess what, my spirit guides, what color they sent me to." And I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt, white, because I heard over in one side of my head, "White, white, she's getting a white truck." And then that one dissy spirit of mine, that spirit guide, she goes, "Silver." And I went, "Silver." And I listened to her and I'm like, I shouldn't have done that. But I typed back in and I said, "Silver." She goes, "No." And I said, "Okay, it's white." But I listened to the dipsy spirit of mine and that goofy thing, she was hollering, "Silver, silver," over the ones that were saying white. And so I don't know how to disconnect with the ditzy spirits that I get as guides, but I would like for her to kind of go away, because
No,
she gets
you
into trouble a lot. It gets me
completely.
into trouble because I listen to her.
Yeah, but you know what? She's the one who brings the humor into it. She's the
I
one.
guess so. I
She is.
guess.
She's the down to earth one. She really is. And
Yeah,
you wouldn't
maybe.
know what to do without her. She's so sweet.
If I could go in the spirit world with her, I'd probably choke her to death because some of the things that she says, and I know opposite because the other guys are going, no, it's white. And then over here, silver, silver, above the other spirit guides, and I'm going, okay, is. I get the ditzy ones, you get the good ones, and that's why I'm so in awe whenever they start talking through you and giving you messages and stuff that I just sit there, I'm like, wow. Deb gets the good ones and I get the weird ones. So.
And the same with me. I mean, I have sat there with you, and just with my jaw open, it's like, yeah, but that was right on the money, And you have really been so impressive. And I just think that's just something else that we totally get each other. We totally appreciate and respect what the other can do.
Yes,
And
always.
always.
Yep.
And we just never fail to amaze each other. And I think that just kind of, that's what brings the magic to it.
Yeah.
It's a magical.
We're like two sides of the coin. What
Well,
you don't get, flip that coin, I get. And then
yes.
when it comes back again, flip the coin and you're getting it. We
Yes.
work well off of each other.
We really
And
do.
that's all totally natural. That's all natural. You and I have never taken any classes
No.
for spirituality or connecting
No.
with spirit. This is all total 100,000% natural.
Absolutely.
It's not fake. It's not charlatans. It's not smoke and mirrors and glasses and pre-recorded boo, and all that other kind of crap,
You know,
it's not.
I don't think I would know how to make it up.
I don't either.
I have
I
no
don't.
idea. You know, I just, it's just, it's either there or it's not.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty good at Halloween stuff now. I mean, I can make a spooky house or anything haunted, but as far as faking, connecting with spirit, I wouldn't even know how to do that. And let me tell you something else, too. Huh?
To me, that's just sacrilegious.
Yes.
It's fair to the spirit world. It's not fair to the people you're reading for. It's just, it's blasphemy. You just you don't do that. I mean, that is just all, that is on the top of the naughty list, man. You don't do that.
Yep. And how many times have you been with me? We've been together on investigations or tours or whatever that we've done together in our lengthy time as far as being in this field and profession together. How many times have you seen me shut completely down when we're talking to others who say that they have the connection too and they have the spirit? And once they open their mouth, I know that they're totally telling a lie. I
Right.
know that they are not present, they are not who they present themselves to be. So I'll just walk away.
Yeah.
I'll make an excuse. Oh, I got to go to the bathroom. And do I come back? No, I leave you hanging, don't
You. I wanted to talk to you about that.
I know. I leave you hanging. It's just that my soul, my spirit, I can't be around something like that. I will not disrespect you in any kind of way, but I will dismiss myself from your company.
Yeah.
You know?
Sometimes, you know, it's just best just to walk away. I don't know. I don't get it myself. I don't get it how people, it's just like the old saying, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything. And with me, it's like, if you don't get it, just be honest and say you don't get it, but don't wing it. It's not the thing that you wing, you
Well,
know?
it's like the spirit's on this side of me, let's say left side of my brain, because the listeners can't hear me. So let's just give it a visual. The spirit's on my left side of the brain that I can hear. The smart ones, the ones that I really should be listening to, they're telling me, no, this person's not right, they're bad, they're lying, they don't have connections, blah blah blah. And over here, Nutsy on the right side, she's telling me, go to the bathroom, get out, go to the bathroom, so I listen. I don't know what it is about her, but I always listen to Nutsy, and I give her affectionately, I've given her that name, Nutsy, because she's the one that is the loudest and the most boisterous, and she's going to make me hear her above and over the other ones. So that's why sometimes I leave you, sister, and I'm sorry for that, but I have to listen to Nutsy. Nutsy gets me out of a lot of situations that I don't really want to be in.
Lord. Well, I usually do the head shake. You know, it's like,
But I
I'm
didn't
going to
get
do
to meet
that.
anything. You know, it's like, did you know what I'm saying? Oh.
Yes, I have seen you do that so many times, and I'm knowing she's blanking out. She's drawing a blank. She is in the netherworld. She is somewhere else. She's not listening. Her ears have been turned off by her peeps, and you can see it on your facial expression. So,
Actually,
know. I know.
when I see her, I'm going to kill her. Oh my God, I can't believe she left me here.
I left you, and I just have to get away. I have to get out of there, or I'm gonna. It's like I'm gonna internally combust. You know, I'm gonna internally implode, and I know you don't want that to happen.
No, it is still fascinating, and you know, we come across those too often. But actually, we've been pretty good about, you know, keeping our heads about us when stuff like that goes on. But you know, to me, it's a, you know, you're building your own karma. You really are. You want down that deep dark path by yourself, because you're going to be by yourself, you go right ahead and do it, but it's going to bite you in the butt on the way back out. You are
Amen.
going to bite you in the butt. So you know, people can't play like that, because this is not something to play with
No.
at
Let me tell
all.
you something. Spirits will recognize each other. I like what I'm meaning by this. Our spirit will recognize with your spirit if you come up to us and start talking to us, and we will know if you are truthful or not. I'm
Yes.
sorry. It's just the way that our spirits work. Okay. No disrespect to anyone out there. We're not trying to throw any disrespect on anybody, because everybody deserves to a chance in life to do what they feel is right, okay? But we know. I'm sorry, we just know if you're truthful or not, okay? Just the way it is, just the way our peeps work. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm picking plastic off of the top of something.
Your face is right up in the camera. You're like, I'm like, what are you doing? Back away from the
Picking at the protective plastic cover over it. Really involved in
Well,
it.
our message tonight for all of our listeners, no, this wasn't a really spooky thing to talk about tonight, but it is truthful, and it is something that we all face if you wish to face it. Like I said, we are all spirits. We don't have a spirit. We are spirits encased in a body of flesh, okay? This is the carriage that God created to encase our soul in. And this, like it or not, if you're beautiful, you're beautiful. If you're ugly, I'll pray for you. But you know, we got what we got. It wasn't the luck of the draw. God created us like we were supposed to be, okay? And I don't believe I said that jokingly and trying to make everybody laugh, but I don't believe that there's an ugly person. God created each of us in his own image, and what a wonderful God he is. You know, if you stop and think about everything that he created, if you do believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, he is a masterful artist. He created everything that we see in nature, animals, the oceans, the earth, all of the planets out in the galaxy, everything. That's just my belief. And what your belief is your belief. And I'll say this, you have to believe in something, okay? So whatever your faith is, whatever your belief is, God bless you and more power to you. But just remember, we are all spirits encased in this carriage, this body that we that you see.
And
So
we're
connect
learning.
with spirit.
Yeah, absolutely. We're learning more and more and more about it.
Yeah, it's so cool. It's deep. It is very deep, and it's an in-depth discussion that I'm sure people will, you know, want to say, oh no, you know, that's not right, and blah blah blah. And that's cool. That's okay, because everybody has their own opinion, and we are all entitled to our own opinion. And we would love to talk to people about, you know, different subjects that we have on the radio show. But like I said, you got to believe in something. Okay, because if you don't believe for in something, then you're gonna fall for anything. Hold on, I gotta sneeze. Sorry. I know, but what I said, if you don't believe in something, then you'll fall for anything. Okay, so it's better to believe in something versus not believing in anything.
And I also think that there was that one individual, you know what I'm talking about, who said, oh, you don't this and you don't that and you don't. This is a person I ain't seen in 50
Hey,
years.
You're not impressing me.
Well, I ain't out to impress anybody.
Isn't that what they told us? You're not impressing me. So no. Whatever.
But you know, don't let people like that get you down. You know who you are. And just remember, this isn't a contest. This
no.
is not a race. It's not who can do that better than who. Who cares? Who cares?
All right.
You have a gift. You recognize it. Work with it. And that's between you and your spirit guides. And those of you who understand what I'm saying, then you're already a step ahead, because you're already at a point of self-realization. And
right.
You get it. You get it already.
Yeah.
To those that are not quite there but are kind of questioning it, I think the best advice I could give to you is go with it. Go with it and see if it feels right. Try working with it to get that self-awareness thing going. But whatever you do, don't let these people who will do anything to knock another person down, that you don't do this. Nobody can tell you what you do.
Yeah.
Nobody can tell you what you think, what you see, what you hear, what you believe. Nobody has the right to tell you, you don't do that.
Right.
How the hell do they know? Half
yeah.
the time, they don't know themselves. So you do what you feel is right for you, as long as it doesn't hurt somebody else. That's my big thing.
Yeah.
Just don't hurt somebody else. You know, don't step on somebody else's toes. Don't hurt emotionally or physically. Hurt somebody else in pursuit
right.
of your own.
That's true.
You're shooting yourself in the foot, guy.
And you and I are totally different. We work from a different angle. You and I are totally raw and off the cuff. As
yeah.
we get the messages, you get them.
Yeah.
There's no other way around it. I mean, you can take every kind of class that you want, and that's great to further your knowledge in your gift. But if you use that knowledge more than you do just the gift, then I think
yeah.
that kind of leaves it leaves an emptiness there. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All the knowledge in the world, knowledge is power, and that's fantastic. Knowledge is power. But if you use that power that you are receiving in a different way, other than relying on your natural God-given talent, then there's something wrong.
Absolutely. You know, something like this is good to, you know, get different ideas and research into it, and, you know, kind of see where other people are coming. That's all great.
Mm-hmm.
But don't get it point to where it's a step-by-step kind of a thing. And because at that point, all you're doing is book knowledge.
Yes.
Book
Yeah.
knowledge can do you any good in this at all. Use your own intuitive power about what's going on inside of yourself. This is a self-awareness kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And I learn it overnight. I mean, there are people out there who, I mean, realized it and worked with it from a kid up. Wasn't that way? I didn't have anybody to teach me that. I had to really teach myself and to come into the awareness of it over a period of time and refining it on my own and just working my way through it. So maybe the way that I do it is going to be totally different from somebody else who was taught by elders of their family and, worked with it like that.
Right.
You can really come into it a lot earlier. And I mean, there have been people that are like 20, 25 years old that are amazing, amazing, because they've gotten the ability to work with it at a young age and become much more self-aware of it at a very much younger age.
Yeah, I was so young when mine started happening. I mean, I didn't know what was happening. I kind of thought I was cuckoo. Probably,
Yeah.
I thought I was probably going to end up in a loony bin before I was 18, you know.
Well, we
It is there. It is what it is.
didn't have any guidelines. And,
No.
we're going back to the 70s here. So,
Yeah.
it was a tough it wasn't it was a tough road sometimes. But, we refined it on our own, we made it our own, and this is what we have now. And I know I'm speaking for you as well. I'm so grateful and am so pleased and grateful with this gift that every day I just thank God. Thank you. Thank
Yeah,
you
me
for it.
too.
It's really
There was
special.
one point in time in my life whenever I asked God, I got so hurt over this one lady that met me over in Mobile at the market. I think I told you guys about it on one of the other episodes, but I got so hurt over her because she came to me and wanted me to heal her husband who was dying of cancer. Do you remember that story that I told about the lady that met me at the market when I touched her hand when she was paying for something? I looked up at her and I said, "I'm sorry." And her eyes got real big and she said, short version, she says, "For what?" And I said, "Your husband." I said, "He's dying of cancer." And I said, "I'm so sorry." Well, from that point on, I mean, she little gasket, you know, "Well, how did you know this?" and blah blah blah, "I don't know you," and the whole spiel that they always do. And she kept coming to me after she got more comfortable with me, and she kept coming to me, and I would tell her things as I was getting them. And she'd come one weekend to meet me, and she had a large roll. I mean, it wouldn't hardly even fit in the palm of my hand, and my hands are large. I have my dad's hands. But it wouldn't even hardly fit in the palm of my hand, a roll of money wrapped with a rubber band. And she pulled my hand to hers and laid it in my hand and said, "This is yours if you will come and heal my husband." And I'm
Yeah.
like, "No, baby." I said, "No, that's not what this has been all about." I said, "I'm not a healer." I said, "I can't heal your husband." I said, "There's only one person that can do that, and that is the Lord God Almighty." And you know, we had a long talk there, and I ended up praying with her. I pushed the money back in her hand, told her, I said, "You put this in your purse." I said, "Don't let anybody see you with this money." I said, "Because there's a lot of people around this flea market that would love to snatch your purse and run off with it." I said, "But baby, I cannot heal your husband." I said, "I am not a healer."
No.
And when she left, I went to Raymond, and my babies, Brad and Britt, were very little. They could barely count change to help their father. I told him, I said, I've got to go. I've got to walk. I said, I got to get out of here. And I cannot tell you where I went. I cannot tell you other than what Raymond told me. Raymond told me I was gone for almost 2 hours, and I know nothing about Mobile. Nothing about Mobile. Where I walked and how I got back, I don't know. The only thing that I remember is when I came to my senses, something told me, turn around and go back. You're ready to go back to the market. And so I just turned around, and lo and behold, I found my way back. But during that time that I was walking, I do remember that I was talking to God, and I asked God, I said, Father, I said, take this gift away from me. I said, I don't want it no more. I said, it hurts too bad when people do that kind of thing to me. And I said, I know she didn't mean any ill will, Father. I said, she wanted me to heal her husband, but I said, I am not the healer. I said, I am your instrument. I said, you are the healer. I said, but please take this gift away. And I lost the gift for 10 years. 10 years. I couldn't use the gift anymore. It was like dormant. And then finally, one day, I broke through after having some hellacious times myself, health wise, family wise. Anything that could happen was happening. And I just told God, I said, okay, God, I said, it's enough. I said, if you still have that gift that you gave me from the time of conception when you made me, I said, give it back to me because I said, I'm ready to use it. And he gave it back to me. But I'm telling you, sometimes the wounds go real deep whenever you read for people and you try to give them what they need in their life because they are so, I'm gonna fix a cry. They're so hurt in their own life when they are in pain that you have to try to help them. But then in turn, it winds up hurting you.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's tough, guys. So we don't take this subject very lightly, Debbie, nor I.
No.
And when we do get messages, you can bank on it 100% that it is true and it is coming from the source of your loved one. But I'm sorry I broke down because that one thing that happened to me in Mobile, it's very deep with me. It's very, very deep. And it's something I'll carry to my grave with me and beyond because the grave is not the end all and be all of death. There is much more out there, people. And once that journey is done here on earth, guess what? You got another journey ahead of you. And that's when you really get to learn everything, everything about everything, because God knows everything because He created this world that we live in, this galaxy, everything. And when we all get there before Him, He'll reveal everything to us and we will know all.
Yeah.
So. But please, 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 if you guys are searching and wanting to connect with your loved ones that have gone on, I would tell you with an earnest heart, if that's what you need to do, then do it. Do it. Deal with your pain and get through it the best that you can. And I know that your loved ones will connect with you. So that's enough. I'm done. I can't. I'm done with this episode. I can't say enough, because it's very near and dear to my heart.
Yeah. Well, hopefully by, the conversation that we've had, people out there will be a little bit more aware that there's quite a few people like us that can break through that layer and, break through that stigma and be able to say, hey, this is for you. This is all for you.
I'm
And
excited. I'm excited, but I'm also a little apprehensive about the event that's coming up, the 19th and the 20th. I know we haven't talked about it yet, but we will. And here's the reason why. I'm excited to be there. I have waited, you and I have waited so long for this weekend to get here. But OMG, all of us that are empaths and psychics and clairvoyants and like that under one roof. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
The energy level is going to be off the chain. Off
Yeah,
the
because,
chain.
we recognize each other because
Yes,
we're
our spirits know
all
each other. Yes,
Yeah.
definitely.
So that's
Definite
gonna
kindred souls know each other. Yes.
Yeah, it's gonna be
So
very
let's talk about the Paracomicon and end this show, okay? Because my butt's going dead sitting in this chair. So, but guys, we are 2 weekends away. It is almost here. And I've got some
Yes, it
good news. I don't know if Debbie's gotten the news, but I did get the news straight from the horse's mouth, our producer. And we are totally sold out as far as vendor booths. There are no booths available. And if you did not make that vendor list this year, man, you better get signing up for next year because people are already signing up for vendor booths for next year's Deep South Paracomicon in Ozark, Alabama. This year
Wow.
it is on the 19th and the 20th. And I'm telling you, this thing has just blown out of proportion. It is amazing. It is going to be exciting. And we are just so excited about getting there, and I know it's going to come faster. I'm whistle bit because I'm still making things and fixing things to have on our table at our booth while we're there. But I'm working frantically on some really special things for people. But it's going to be exciting. Everything under one. Oh, excuse me. Oh, where'd that come from? Everything under one roof. Oh, Lord have mercy. It's going to be awesome. Awesome,
Yeah,
awesome.
it
Say
is.
something. Say something.
We keep making stuff and we keep getting stuff. We're going to need four booths.
Oh, my God. I know Teresa sent me a text and she says, "Are y'all going to need another booth?" Well, guess what? Too late,
Probably.
Lucille, because there are no more booths.
Whoa.
Too late. But we're really excited, you guys. And if you can be there, tickets are on sale now. And you can go to Deep South Paracomicon Facebook and click on the link and go to their website or go straight to the website. Get your tickets now. You don't want to be like me, whistle bit at the last moment and try to get tickets when they're not available, y'all. Get them now. Get set up and get ready because we are 2 weekends away. Two
And also,
weekends away.
as you know, these hotels are filling up quick.
Oh,
This is
yes.
Ozark's not a huge place. So if you guys need to get hotel space, give them a call. Give them, and there's several hotels in that area.
Yeah.
But if you need that hotel, you better get the call in because they are going to be filled up just as quick.
Yep.
So.
We have vendors coming from as far as Las Vegas.
Oh,
I do
wow.
believe that, yeah, I do believe that one of the states that Stan told me was Wisconsin. I mean, people are coming, you guys, from far away just to be here as vendors in this Comic-Con. So I'm telling you do not want to miss this, okay? I've been preaching it ever since what, March, February, March, when me and you first signed up to be there. Been talking about it, and been boring it in your heads, put it on your calendars. We're down to the wire. I mean, one more weekend, and then the next weekend is Deep South Para Comic Con. We want to see you there. We want you to be there to enjoy and experience everything of a spiritual and a paranormal nature. There are going to be so many good things happening, good food, all kinds of classes that you can sign up for. Lee Triana Terry Brown will be doing a class. Jeremy Leonard will be doing a class. These are people that you don't want to miss, okay? They are sharing with you their knowledge and passing it on to you. I've got word too that there's going to be some entertainment on stage that you are not going to want to miss. I'm not going to give away all of the details because I want you to be there and want you to experience this. So come on down. Please, please, please come see me and Debbie. Come by our booth, talk to us, see all the things that we've got, see all the other vendors with their wares and things that they will have there, and just have a good time.
Absolutely. And also, before we go, there's one thing that I would also like to give thanks to, and that is to our listeners in India.
India.
And
Oh, wow.
yes, I would really like to get a big shout out to our Indian friends out there.
Yes.
We definitely appreciate y'all listening in for us, and
Yeah.
I just wanted to give you guys a big shout out. We see you, and we want to just thank you for that.
Yeah, we see
So,
all of you guys wherever you're at, internationally, around the world, within the United States. We see you, okay? Believe it or not, we see you. And we thank you all for following us and listening to our craziness and our spooky things. And we are still working on some really amazing episodes for you guys coming up. And one of them, if it takes place, we're going deep, guys. We are going deep. That's all I can say on this until it actually happens. And if it's meant to be, then this person will get back in touch with our producer and it'll happen. Okay. But until then, we're going to keep digging and finding all kinds of different topics to talk about with you and share with you. And from the bottom of our hearts, guys, we love you. Thank you for following us and listening to us. You there?
absolutely. And
Did you black out on me?
not at all, but absolutely. I hope you guys have a fabulous week, and we'll be talking to you next Tuesday. Now, next Tuesday, we're going to be going into more of the Paracomic Con,
Yep.
and we'll be talking more about the Paracomic Con that's going to be coming up. Is the weekend
Of the
before.
19th and 20th. Yeah, it'll be that next weekend. So, next Tuesday night, we want to dedicate the entire show to talking with Teresa and Stan again about the Paracomic Con and letting you know some of the highlights of that weekend.
Because there's been a lot more that's shown up since the last time we talked.
Oh,
So
Lord,
this
yes.
introduction to the week of the Paracomic Con.
Yep, can't wait. So we hope to see you guys there. Come and listen to us next Tuesday night. And hopefully we will get to meet some of you face to face the 19th and the 20th of this month in Ozark, Alabama.
Been a great show. Hope that we've helped some of you out there,
Yes.
and we will talk to you next Tuesday.
Yeah. God bless everybody. Good night. This is Sarah. Much love and blessings to all of you guys.